Then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house, 2 Samuel 11 verse 2. It may have been just a midnight stroll on the terrace, but sin lies at the door. And its desire is for you, Genesis 4 verse 7. When Spurgeon wrote this devotion, I'm sure it never occurred to him that churchgoers in the future would hypocritically pray the Lord's Prayer, "Lead us not into temptation," while carrying pocket gods, the source of endless sexual perversion. What he wrote applies more to us today than to Christians of his generation. Those who think themselves secure are more exposed to danger than any others. The armor-bearer of sin is self-confidence. Self-confidence is epidemic today. Most men who go to church and most of the ministers at those churches are addicted to internet pornography. Pornography is a don't ask, don't tell subject because most men are addicted. Christ told us, "Whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery with her in his heart," Matthew 5 verse 28. A few years ago, churchgoers thought sex should be limited to between a husband and wife. There's a reason they thought that. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, and the like, of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God, Galatians 5 verses 19 to 21. The Greek word translated uncleanness is akatharsia. It's used other places in the New Testament. God also gave them up to uncleanness in the lusts of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves, Romans 1 verse 24. Just as you presented your members as slaves of uncleanness, so now present your members as slaves of righteousness for holiness, Romans 6 verse 19. I shall mourn for many who have sinned before and have not repented of the uncleanness, fornication, and lewdness, 2 Corinthians 12 verse 21. Being alienated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them, given themselves over to lewdness, to work all uncleanness, Ephesians 4 verses 18 to 19. But fornication and all uncleanness, let it not even be named among you, as is fitting for saints, Ephesians 5 verse 3. Put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, Colossians 3 verse 5. For God did not call us to uncleanness, but in holiness. Therefore he who rejects this does not reject man, but God, who has also given us his Holy Spirit, 1 Thessalonians 4 verses 7 to 8. If you're addicted to pornography, repent. If you need help, ask your pastor. If he's addicted to pornography, find a church where the Bible is preached and obeyed.